Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Breaking news on KYW News Radio.
The Montgomery County District Attorney just revealed in a news conference a motive as a second arrest has been made in a deadly home invasion robbery in Lower Marion. KYW's John McDevitt joining us live from the newsroom with the latest on this. John?
Denise, a second arrest has been made, as we've been telling you. 41-year-old Kelvin Roberts was arrested in Willow Grove. What we're learning now is that he was at an employee of a junk service, a place that goes into homes and takes out unwanted items. That is also with the other suspect in this case, where he worked as well, and he was arrested last week. Now with Roberts in custody, they're able to talk about the motive, and the DA, Kevin Steele, a few moments ago said, well, they were after guns and they had the wrong house.
They went into the wrong house with bad intentions and shot an innocent 61-year-old woman as she lay in her bed, and they executed her 25-year-old son. And I say executed because Andrew was shot in the back of the head as he lay down on the floor of his mother's bedroom, and he was face down when that shot to the back of the head came.
So the DA picks up and says that Roberts and the other suspect is accused of breaking into a home along Meredith Road in Wynwood. And that other suspect, Charles Furforth, he was arrested last week. Officials say the men are responsible for the shooting death of 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio and critically wounding his mother, Bernadette, on December 8th. The woman was able to get help by using Siri on her cell phone. Mrs. Gaudio is paralyzed in the hospital where she was taken to in critical condition. The DA says she is making some improvement but has a long road to go. Again, the attack and the motive of breaking into this house appears to be for guns. Investigation continues on whether there is a larger enterprise going on here with guns. Roberts it's also believed that Roberts was on his way or making arrangements to go to Jamaica, but again, picked up at his place of business in Willow Grove. Charges have been upgraded to first-degree murder for both of the suspects. They also face second-degree murder, robbery, conspiracy, and related offenses.